Talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
Yeah. Oh, the fade out didn't work there. That was terrible. What's up, intro? If you don't know, that intro was themed for today's drinking festivities. Rody, what did you pour us there, buddy?
So just recently, Le Segundo, I probably butchered that, has started distributing to Texas. So now we can get Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA.
Yeah, at stores in town.
They have a second one out, too. I didn't get it, though.
El Segundo? El Segunda?
Yeah, it's like Midway IPA or something like that. Midday or something like that.
Yep, so we made a Stone Cold intro because we're drinking Stone Cold's IPA.
Woo! Why'd you pour me any of this?
Because you love it, don't you?
I mean, it looks a lot like your wine, so I just figured that...
There you go. It does. It pours like a nice white wine.
It's a little bit too yellow to be a wine.
What's up? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Rody.
Rody's back. Woo! Woo! 50% of stores and restaurants are opening, so we decided to open up 25%.
Yeah, we're a little behind.
We're trying to get the other percent, which is Chris, back, but I don't know.
We're 6 feet apart, right?
Close enough, right?
Yeah.
Is the governor going to kick down a door and be like, all right, God damn it.
Not with our new smart lock.
Oh, God. Yay, we have a smart lock. But no, so this IPA, I like it. What are you thinking, man? What are you thinking, Rody?
It's not bad. It's definitely not what most people like now.
No, and it's almost, to me, it's there's not a whole lot of hop flavor there. Are you getting it?
No, because it's almost a month old.
I screwed up. That's not that old, though. It's not supposed to be.
It's the date on it says 4/23.
Yeah. Month old for an IPA is supposedly not that bad, but I guess in this situation it was. But it's not bad. I like it.
But also, we'd be curious, since it's coming from California, how it was brought over here.
Transported?
Yeah.
Cold, hot. That's fine, right? Cold, hot, hot.
Re-fermented.
Redo it.
Gross.
Where do they brew? You say California?
Yeah. Somewhere in California.
El Segunda. Stone Cold does a podcast, for those of you that don't know, and me being the avid podcast listener, don't really like that podcast very much. I don't even know what it's about. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's wrestling, but I'm not, you can't quote me on that. I feel bad. I don't know what Stone Cold's, I don't even know what it's, I think it's Texas Rattlesnake or something.
Ew.
I don't even
what
know.
What a terrible name for a podcast.
I don't even know. I could be wrong. Now I got to look it up. Have you ever listened to Stone Cold's podcast?
Oh, I mean, if I saw the name Texas Rattlesnake, I'd be like, I don't want to know about snakes, and I'd keep scrolling.
I was way wrong. It's actually called The Steve Austin Show.
Oh, that's very formal.
You are so close.
Hey, that's mean. That's mean. I did my best.
What does he actually talk about?
Today's SAS Classic, Steve Austin Show Classic, features the nature boy Ric Flair. The next episode says... they're doing replays, 5/12. Dang, this fool's putting out an episode every 2 to 3 days. 4 days there, five
like
days.
Like watching old matches and going through it?
No, like all these are classic episodes, so they're, you know, like greatest hits, which means he's not recording right now. I guess coronavirus stops him from podcasting.
Yep.
He probably can't do a solo show.
These are all classics.
A guest.
What the hell, dude? Did you quit? He's been doing classics since February. Oh, you gotta
he knew the virus was coming.
Want more episodes? Join podcast premium. But nah, I don't. It's Ric Flair. He's got a bunch of Jerry Lawler on there, so I'd assume it's mostly wrestling. Which
terrible.
They did their 2 day of WrestleMania event with no fans.
Super weird.
It was so weird.
Well, this was different than what we saw, babe. This is like WrestleMania is like their Super Bowl, the one that makes all their money and all that stuff.
That's not what we watched.
No, what we watched was just a regular SmackDown episode.
Oh, why would they do all of that?
Because they got to make their money somehow. And they got to keep they have
advertisers.
They have a lot of people on their subscription service. They pay $5 a month to watch.
Up surprise people. What? People actually pay to watch wrestling?
Take that, Blake.
Damn, it's Caitlin. Fake. So is Grey's Anatomy.
I don't pay to watch Grey's Anatomy.
Technically, you're paying Hulu and Netflix.
That is true.
No.
Actually, all TV's fake now.
Yeah. Literally. Fake, okay. So why are you going to the movies? Why is this room decorated in Spider-Man?
Wait, what about Fox and CNN? That's real.
I think you're arguing against
fake
yourself.
Fake news.
Not watching that either. I'm not paying for it.
You're fake news.
So you don't like this IPA, babe?
You can have it, actually. I'll pass it right on over.
That's rude. You got to drink it so you can get the temperature.
I'm not even drinking rude. That.
Yeah, you don't get the temperatures if you don't finish drinking this.
He overpoured that a little bit there, didn't he? He should have known better.
He should have just put a little baby drop in there.
I was trying to make it even.
He should have known.
There was still a quarter left in the can.
7% of alcohols. 7%. I think it's 7%, right?
Yeah.
You can give her glass back for the temptress.
6.7.
Your arm can't bend all the way back this way?
Shh. No. 7%. 7.9?
6.9.
I would have 7%. Yeah, I would have put it at 7. I was like
6.7. Sorry,
I would have never got this at almost 8% because it's not bitter enough to taste like a high ABV beer. Yeah, I don't know, man. Not a huge fan of that.
No,
I like the beer though. Oh no!
Maybe if I wasn't an IPA and it wasn't a beer, you'd like it better.
Oh yeah, is that what you think?
Yeah.
All right, Rody, so it's been 7 or 8 weeks since you've been on the podcast.
Yep.
So everybody wants what's that dude's name? Lewis on Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Oh.
It is Lewis, right?
I don't know. Recap your life, that guy, though.
That's what we want right now on the spot. A full recap of the last 8 weeks.
Everyone stayed home. I didn't. I was considered essential.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten sick yet.
Uh-oh.
Thankfully. I see my wife and kids every other week.
Wait, did you say kids?
Well, kid.
Kids.
Kid.
Did you all adopt over the 8 weeks?
Yeah. Well, there's a dog.
Well, that is true. Where is he out there with Lisa?
No, he's with me. Oh, he's okay. He's a little asshole. He's my furry alarm clock.
Yeah.
Oh, I get sleep in. 7 o'clock.
Rough.
Let me out. God damn it.
Oi.
So that's it. Nothing.
Does he sleep in y'all's room?
Mm-hmm. He has a bed.
Nothing special.
Mm-mm. But he'll either choose to sleep in there or he'll sleep in the living room, which we have another bed for him, or he'll go into the bathroom and lay on our mat in front of our tub.
I wish Daisy would sleep somewhere else so I didn't have to listen to her licking literally everything all night long.
Yeah, that is super weird. He'll be in the living room. Not do anything. Be perfectly still. And then we'll go to bed and he'll follow us in there. And then all of a sudden...
All dang day. It's like bath time all of a sudden for her bed. It's not even her. She's just licking her bed. And I'm like, could you not make that disgusting noise all night long?
But the best part is they know and they wait for at least 10 minutes till you get settled. Yeah. And everything's super quiet. And all of a sudden you just...
Yeah. Or she just starts panting like something's terrible about to happen. And I'm like, Daisy... I'm going to put you outside all night long. She'd have a heart attack.
She would.
We'd wake up and she'd be gone.
Yep. She would die. She cannot handle it. Daisy does not like to be alone.
That was funny. Lisa came in this weekend and we went to Costco and then we came back and we left Jack outside. That was when it was raining and he doesn't like the rain. and he wasn't on the built-in porch, which is weird. And then Lisa went around the corner and looked. She's like, Jack's not back here.
Oh, my gosh.
He got out. I was like, how? And he's like, well, the fence over there, there's a gap. I was like, he is fat. He is not fitting under that fence. So I had to go walk out in the rain again, and he was behind our air conditioner. I was like, he's right there. I'm wet. Thank you for not really looking.
He was back there the whole time.
The whole time.
How was Costco? That's one place we haven't been to since this all happened.
Surprisingly empty. It was nice.
Really? I think that we actually, during all of this, let our...
Costco membership
lapse.
There
you go. I was going to say subscription, but our membership lapsed because we weren't going, so we didn't renew it.
Yep, we spent $500.
Yeah, anytime you go in there, it's just inevitable. What did you buy that was that expensive?
All of it.
Just a bunch of stuff.
I need.
It's always stuff you don't actually need.
Too. We bought a 2-pack of, the pans. The cast iron pans.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's all stuff you don't need. You walk down that aisle and you're like, oh, that's nice. Maybe I do need new silverware.
We're still.
And pans and a blender and a grill.
And the dill looks unbeatable.
Oh, look, there's a tablet. Yeah. I don't have one of those yet.
Yeah. Let me have all these Costco clothes.
We're still using the coconut oil from the first time we went to Costco.
Nice.
Literally.
Nice.
I think it's like so 75% ridiculous. Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there for a specific reason, to get paper plates and to get Ziploc bags. We spent $500.
Ouch.
We got the paper plates and we forgot the Ziploc bags.
Damn.
Oh my gosh.
That should be like a commercial for Costco right there, what you just did.
Do you need paper plates and Ziploc bags? You'll forget one of the two.
I got 150 paper plates. It barely fits in my cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of true, isn't it? That's why I'm like always. We still have fruit snacks for Connor from March.
Yeah, we bought a thing of fruit snacks and it was their like Easter ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still like there was like 1,000 little baggies in there.
Yeah, that
or
wasn't March.
It was ridiculous. It was their Easter.
Yeah.
It had to be April.
Yeah. No, because we haven't been since then, since the lockdown at least.
It was before spring break.
Yeah.
Which was like the second week in March. So, yeah.
And then Costco requires you to wear a mask now. Was that true when you went in there?
Yes. They did have a sign saying, please wear a mask or you can't come in.
Can't come in.
Which I have a mask now.
Which is fine. Whatever.
They're so annoying, though. I had to wear one yesterday because we were passing out all of our students' stuff like that they had left up there. And so they required us to wear a mask and gloves. It's super itchy. It made the backs of my ears hurt because it was like, I don't know, the lady that made them, I guess they are too small or something. I don't know. And then wearing gloves, my hands would not stop sweating. And so they were just like sticking to my hands. And I was like, this is so gross. I'm over this.
I'll tell you how to get a free surgical mask.
Ooh.
Really? How? Yeah,
just go to a hospital. Go to the ER. They'll take your temperature. You can say, I'm just here for a surgery. And then walk in. They give you a mask. And then you'd be like,
oh, crap. I forgot something in my car.
Yep. Walk out.
Bye.
I can
don't come back.
I can tell you how to get another free one, too. Go to Hewlin Mall.
They give them out there?
The security guard wrote up on his thing and was like, hey, I'm going to ask you to put this on, please, sir.
Wow.
And he gave me a mask. So I did go to the mall, and everybody's like, why would you do that? Doesn't matter. I actually went because I was trying to get my office pop that I pre-ordered 6 months ago. At Hewlin Mall, there's GameStop, and they have my Stanley pop.
Are they open again?
Nope.
Oh.
I didn't know. I tried to call them twice, and now I know why they didn't answer.
Right.
I just figured they didn't answer because they were busy.
Hmm.
But nope, I went up there, they were closed. But it was the freakiest thing. Like half the mall was closed, the lights were dim, the entire food court, except for Chick-fil-A, was closed.
That's super weird.
So weird.
That's because they have God on their side.
No. That's accurate. I mean, they do. I've seen God at Chick-fil-A, in my chicken sandwich.
Yeah, and flies.
That's why I started eating meat again, was because of God and Chick-fil-A. True story, I saw him in my sandwich.
I found a fly in my Chick-fil-A salad like Jesus. The other day.
Ugh.
Kaylin, don't ruin this.
Why?
This was going to be a great story.
I mean, you're already
I was
eating
so
chicken.
Mad.
So gross. Did you get your credit for that, by the way? Did you check?
I need to go back and check.
Shocker.
She refunded the whole thing and said, next time I won't do this over the phone. And I was like, well, hopefully next time there's not a fly in my salad. Like, why would you say that to me?
I always hate that because I'm an employee and I know my first thought is, this mother lying to me.
Like I'll bring it back
it's
up
not
to
lying.
You.
So gross, dude. It was a big old horse fly in her salad.
Oh, really.
It was on my fork going to my mouth and I saw it and I was like,
I'm gonna vomit.
I've eaten half of this dang salad right now. Like,
yeah, don't think about all the poop you've just ingested.
Woo! But that's fine. Anytime you've eaten outside, you've done that.
What about all the ones like you don't catch?
It's fine.
That's also true.
But anyways, I'm walking through the haunted mall. It was just creepy. It was quiet. There wasn't that many people there and it was just weird. I was like, man, this is so weird. And lines at every store now. Scott, our good friend that's been on the podcast a couple times, who's going to come back eventually, he was talking about Joe and his brothers getting up going toy hunting and they have to like wait in line at places now. And there are places that tell them, hey, we want you to only spend 5 minutes in here, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what the heck?
I drove by Ross today on the way to Target.
And how big was that line?
For real, like there's no line at Target, and there was a line almost around the building to get into Ross. And I was like, Is everything like 75% off, like on top of their already sold items or something? Like, what is?
I don't understand.
And people were like,
dress for less.
People were pulling up to put their bags in the cars because they had bought so much stuff and walking out with these bags that are as big as them. And I'm like, what is happening right now? I don't understand why everybody's bombarding this Ross right now.
Oh, hold on.
Sell is worth the wait.
There is an article about this from Maricopa.com, whatever the heck that is. And yeah, the sale was on Wednesday at Ross Dress for Less, and shoppers waited in line for an hour to get inside.
Yeah, that's today is Wednesday.
My mom said they had opened and there was a big sale today, said Jenny Gomez, 39, standing with her mother, Julie, on the sidewalk. So we decided to come check it out. They were in line with 40 shoppers. Wow.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people in line, and they were not standing far enough.
Ross Dress for Less reopens with massive sale. That's a pretty smart way to do it, though.
Get rid of all your inventory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So weird. So I don't know if you've experienced this, Rody. I don't remember if I did say this on previous episodes. I'm sorry, but I went to Total Wine, and they weren't restocking nearly as much. Like, there was a whole bunch of new beers. They didn't have any of them.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, come on.
You know, I was actually talking to a friend about that. Target's doing the same thing. They still have out their Easter clothes and St. Patrick's Day stuff. And
yeah,
just because people aren't there. And when Home Goods and Marshalls opened back up, they had the same thing. All Easter displays, their St. Patrick's Day, all of the holidays that we missed, it's all still there. Which, I mean, makes sense because we weren't there to buy it, but...
And it all comes from China.
Yeah. China. Well, Ray Dunn, all that biz, doesn't it?
Would be funny. You get everything the day after the holiday. The day after here's all your green stuff.
It's funny because, all that pottery Ray Dunn business that all the ladies buy...
All the ladies?
All the ladies. All the country ladies or whatever. They people stand in line before the places open. It's ridiculous. And then they resell it for a ton of money. All this Easter stuff that I saw when I was there is majorly sought after and could be worth a couple $100s. But I'm like, I don't even... It's past Easter. Why would I buy all of that? But it's all there because no one was there to stand in line and get it at the day it came out or whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I found that Star Wars pop on accident. I was like,
should have bought it all.
No one was here. And that sucked too because I don't love C-3PO, but it was in a plastic case. I was like, pop in a case. I should buy this because it's in a case.
Those do look pretty cool though.
Never seen it before. And then it's like, hey, this is worth some money. Thanks. Thanks. But yeah, so it's been weird. Mall was haunted. Weird places. Grocery stores are weird now. You don't want to look anybody in the eye because they think you're... gonna kill them or something.
But coughing on them.
I stopped at Kroger today on the way to the park.
Never heard of it. What
coughed
is that?
When I got out of my car and I was like, oh my god, whoops, someone's gonna murder me or something. But it was just I forgot about it and didn't even think about it. And I just coughed and I was like, oh crap.
That one time we were walking and I coughed and I thought somebody heard me, I was just like, oh damn allergies. It's like, whoo, covered my tracks.
It's just such a weird world.
Some might say it's a mad world.
What?
All around me are familiar faces, worn out place. Bronkbuster IPA.
Are you tired of breweries putting a stupid story
on
the back of their cans?
Oh my God, here we go.
No one reads that biz.
All right, here we go. We're going to read this Bronkbuster IPA that looks like a picture that I took with a Nokia phone of a dude riding a bronc. Which, that's a horse, for those of you that don't know.
Bronco?
It's not even a bull, right? It's not even a bull. So, it must not be very harsh. It's not very harsh, is it, Rudy?
No, but it says it's tough to tame.
Here we go. Bronkbuster IPA L. What's an Indian Pale Ale L?
That's a good question.
Indian Pale Ale L. IPA L. Starts with a kick of Amarillo in Citra hops. This bronc is tough to tame, but we promise it won't throw you off. Just like the iconic rodeo event, this ale will match skill and style with grit and guts. Enjoy this ale bareback or saddled. Kick up your boots and tame your thirst. Something is brewing in Nakona.
Okay. I don't taste grits or guts.
Okay. Okay. It's pretty crazy. All right. So you don't love it?
I haven't tried it yet. I was waiting for Caitlin to go first.
Oh my God.
Hey, it might taste like an IPA. She's dying. Tastes like an IPA.
It is so bitter. Yay! Oh my God.
Here's the bitter. Yay.
That's not terrible.
Bitter. If I had known I'd be mixing IPAs and wine, I would have brought some water in here.
Aww.
You want a taste of my wine after that?
But I don't drink any wine. Zero, zilch, nada. Yeah, which reminds me, you need to
get good and good for you.
You should have brought. See, you should have brought one of your gozos. Yeah. No, your goes that you got in there from the Cigar City.
Oh, that super sour stuff.
That's you make my head hurt. So Kaylin's chasing after a goes.
Okay.
Martin House's Michelada.
Okay, Michelada. Yeah. I was chasing after their Salty Lady Michelada, which is like a tomato. A Michelada is like Tabasco, tomato, like the Bloody Mary mix, salt, lime in a beer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sounds gross. So continue.
It's so actually, Micheladas can be really refreshing.
Couldn't find that.
It's one of the like one-offs. So of course it was gone 2 days after. I should have bought it the first time I stinking saw it, you know, all that mess. So then Jason bought the, I don't even know,
it's Cigar City's Margarita Goes.
Margarita Goes. Those are two separate things. There's no tomato in that. It's only lime.
I didn't say they were the same.
It's good.
You can add some Tabasco to
but
it.
But it's not the same.
There you go, Rody. Boom.
Is all I'm saying.
It's a goes.
It's good, but it's not the same.
It's the same base beer. It's the exact same
is
base
Salty
beer.
Is Salty Lady a goes?
Yes.
Oh, well, either way, it's good, but not the same.
Yes. But
that's
no.
All I have ever said.
She keeps saying it's good. She's only drank two out of the six.
How long have she had it?
Two weeks.
Two weeks.
No, it's been 2 weeks at least.
Oh, my gosh.
She doesn't like it.
Get out of here.
I can't get out of here.
You drink it then.
I don't want to drink it. I'm not a goes person. You are. You are a goes person.
Sounds like you like to be a goes person.
Sounds like you like Riesling.
Ghost person.
No,
I don't like Riesling, actually.
You kill me? Look at that. Ooh, when you
I
Google,
like Chardonnay.
When you Google Salty Lady, Martin House's beer pops up in the first four searches. Good for you guys. And all the pictures. Good for you. Salty Lady Burlesque, huh? Well, going there. Where's that at? Just kidding. And the pickle beer. There it is.
Salty. They had that at the liquor store down the road, the pickle beer. But they had none on the shelves. When I asked, the guy was, I said, do you have any of the Martin House? And he cut me off and said pickle beer. And I was like, no.
There it is.
I could see it like back in the cooler. That's not what I want.
The Salty Lady is our interpretation of a goes. A rather obscure, tart, salty German, German style beer. Our version is soured in the kettle with a lactic culture. The tartness is tempered by salt additions from around the world, such as just random salt that they find, and finished with coriander for a citrus and earthy touch. We ferment our house saison yeast to put our own little spin on the style. Its flavor is reminiscent of a sports drink at the end of a 110-degree day. Kiss my ass.
I'm just picturing someone like going around and collecting random salts from everywhere that they go.
You know what they do? Obviously what they do is that they wring out the shirts of the brewers.
Yeah.
And then they dehydrate it. And then they put it back in the beer for the next day.
Aww. This is real life, though. This thing, listen to this last sentence, Rody. You've played sports forever. Its flavor is reminiscent of a sports drink at the end of a 110-degree day.
Nope.
Okay, by that description, it sounds disgusting, to be honest.
No. Ooh, I checked
into it. But I know someone that drank it, and they said, this tastes just like a Bloody Mary.
What?
I checked into it and did not score
it. It was my sister.
So if you guys go
Which
on
one?
My... If you go on my Untappd and you see that I didn't rate it, that means it was disgusting and I did not rate this beer.
Oh, did I toast you on that?
Oh, so gross. You
I will say I don't like
you did.
The plain Salty Lady,
you did.
To be honest.
Good job, Rody. Yeah.
It's really gross.
I've checked into a lot of Martin House beers. They average 111 check-ins on this beer. Ooh, they put that on there now, monthly. Damn, Martin House averages 5,000 check-ins a month. Huh. Good for you, boys. Good for you. What release? Oh, yeah, this new blueberry crap. I saw it everywhere. Blackberry cobbler. Yeah. Oh, sheesh. What can we throw into the wort and mash today? Let's, how about some blackberry cobbler? Cool, dude. Good job.
How about my shoe?
And then we're going to put, exactly. And then we're going to put, we're going to make 14 cans and spread them out amongst the, good luck trying to find it. But anyways, we couldn't find her beer. We couldn't get it anywhere. And I have locked down a can of it. I just have to get it. Boom.
What? From where?
From avid listener and soon to become my best friend, Art.
Ooh, thanks, dude.
So
I'm so excited.
I was going to surprise you with it, but me and him haven't talked about when to meet. Because I don't know what his stance is on plague yet. I need to ask
plague.
Him. What's your stance? Do we touch? Do we shake hands? Are we allowed to look at each other?
Do we hug?
Do you need to drop it off at a park bench, tape it under there, and I'll come pick it up later? Give the virus time to die? That's another weird part about the whole thing is not knowing, you know, other people's thoughts on everything.
Or where they've been.
It's like...
Maybe they were in Galveston with that Jeep thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what happened with the Jeep?
It was like, how many people got arrested? 80?
Woo.
80 to 100 people got arrested. It was the topless Jeep get-together in Galveston.
Like, happened during coronavirus?
Yeah, like, just recently. They opened the beaches and they're like, we're having this party. And then people got super shit-faced and got arrested.
100 people arrested, 2 people shot.
What?
That's so dumb.
That's insane.
Go topless Jeep weekend ends in chaos.
Because people can't get drunk and act civil.
Keep their shit together.
Nope. Oh, my God. You guys are crazy. People just, I don't understand. Like, if you can't do it, don't do it. It's like, no, I'm going to revolt against the government and do what they don't want me to do. Why?
We'll just even, like, you don't know your limits of getting drunk yet? Like, yeah, all those people that have Jeeps are probably in their 30s at
least.
Are
you not an adult?
Are you not an adult? I would assume not. I was going to make a Jeep joke, but Michael Harper, well, I think he got rid of it, but...
Oh, Chris Sapp just got a new Jeep.
Nice. He would.
I like Jeeps. Know.
He's does he love it?
Oh, yeah. He wrecked his truck, so he had to go get a new vehicle, so he bought a Jeep.
Well, for you guys, it makes kind of sense, too, because if you have a company vehicle, you can buy... Your personal vehicle can be whatever the heck you want. Doesn't matter. It's like, I buy a Corvette for a personal vehicle because I put 10 miles on it a month.
Right. Yeah. Oh, did you also see that Hertz is selling all their Corvettes?
No, I did not. About to buy one. Are they on eBay?
I don't know. Evidently, it was a 100-year anniversary of Hertz. They have. They are selling the Hertz Corvette Z06s.
There it is.
For $60,000.
Oh, shh.
Which is a deal because they normally cost $80,000.
Yeah, that's pocket change. This thing's so ugly. I wonder why. So, I wonder why that idea has never taken off. So, picture some million-dollar company like Google, and they just buy 100 cars and slap their logo on it and sell it for half off.
Yeah, and that's free advertisement.
That's a good idea. I wonder why that's never... I probably just gave away a billion.
I mean, because then if I buy the car, couldn't I just scrape off...
You'd have to sign a contract. You're paying half. Like, let's say you want a $100,000 Corvette, and they're like, hey, you can have it for $50,000. You're like, what the... All you gotta do is leave this Google paint job on there.
Shit, I'd let you wrap my car if you gave it me for free.
We're not talking... No. Well, maybe for yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Drive a Google.
Do I get to choose what you're advertising?
Yeah, I don't even care. As long as it's appropriate to pull up to a school
strip
in.
Club.
I'm good.
Mm.
Ooh. Who would... No, I don't want to go into games yet, but we got some games talk here. But no, yeah. A Hertz Corvette. I just looked at it. It's kind of ugly. It's yellow and black.
Yep.
It's weird.
It looks like Bumblebee. It's terrible.
Well, and are they like ones that Hertz rented out?
Yeah.
Hurts.
Okay, so like they've been driven like crazy by a bunch of people.
Well, it's weird because they like the contract that you had to sign to drive it, like you could only drive like 75 miles a day, and then it was like $1 more a mile if you went over that. So I would imagine that.
I know people that have bought cars from Hertz and whatever the other rental place is, CarMax and all that, and they swear by it because they're like. You know, they keep them in good condition so that people can rent them, and they have all these regulations, and then they clean them real good, and I don't know.
Well, then at a certain mileage, they get rid of them.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And they sell them for pretty cheap, too. So I think I looked at that when I got my SUV, actually.
You did. Ragged out rental cars, and I was like begging you not to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's ragged out.
He's
I don't
the
care.
One that put that in my brain.
I don't care what it is. It's going to be ragged out. Somebody rented that car and did not care about it and ran over something.
Well, I mean, they fix all
who cares?
Things.
That's why you don't debate, date a divorced woman.
It's been ragged out. That's true.
That's not funny, Caitlin.
Feel comfortable about that. It's true. It's very, very true.
Hey, you want the rest of this, Biz?
No, I don't. That's all you.
I'm not drinking that.
I guess we're just kind of mixing them.
So this
it's so bitter.
This, yeah, it's really good. I made fun of the can, but I like the beer. But I'm allowed to make fun of cans.
That's not bad. I'm happy with it, especially since it came in a six pack, and they don't have dates on their beers.
You can tell this. There's no way that's older than a month and a half. I would take a punishment if that was older than a month and a half. I would.
I feel like that should just be kind of a universal thing to put dates on all of your stuff nowadays. I don't understand why people don't put it.
It's weird. Like, I believe that should be a thing. I believe the ABV thing should be a thing. Like, ABV needs to be at least 10% on the bottle or the glass.
Yeah, it kind of blows my mind that people don't put ABV on stuff.
And when they do, it's tiny. I'm like, that needs to be front and center because there are people that don't know what craft beer. I guess they're kind of few and far between, but there's a lot of people that don't know what craft beer is. Like, I have no idea that this Revolver is 8%.
You mean the people that think that Salty Lady tastes like Bloody Mary?
Or a sports drink. I thought you were going with the sports drink joke.
I mean, even that.
Michael Jordan after his flute game, give me Salty Lady, oh, I'm so good. Let's play harder. Did you watch any of that thing, the Michael Jordan thing?
No, because I don't have ESPN.
Oh, that's right. You're in the poorhouse.
I am.
You know, it's so funny because in the office when Dwight digs through David Wallace's trash, he's like, you can find out a lot about a person digging through their trash. And he finds the satellite TV bill and he goes, he's rich because he has satellite TV. And I always think about you and all of us that don't have cable. I'm like, well, damn, we're poor.
I know. When I was at my parents' house this weekend, they said something about some show they were watching live, and I was like, I don't know, we don't have TV. Like, we have Netflix and
yeah, who the
all the other subscription channels. Who honestly it's because we were watching a show or a movie on satellite or something, and the commercials came on, and Connor totally lost interest because the commercials came on. And I was like, wow, I mean he's like, it's embarrassing to say, but kind of like a zombie when he's watching a movie or a show or whatever. And while we were out there, he was watching something some movie he loves. I don't even remember at this point, but a commercial came on and he just got up and like went to play. And I was like, what just happened? This isn't even my child right now, but it's because there's commercials and he's not used to ever seeing commercials because he's grown up with Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu and all these commercial-free things.
This fool.
Yeah, I know.
He has no idea. No idea what's going on. All right. Sorry to change the subject here.
Who?
He does watch too much TV.
Oh, yes, he does.
I have been super hyped about this beer. I'm not going to lie. The Temptress has owned me for a long time. Hey, I'm doing this right now. You back off.
You invited me on the show, so I'm going to speak when I want.
I didn't invite you on the show. I had no choice. Jokes, I got jokes.
I'll leave. I mean, lots of jokes. I got shows to watch.
So, Double Chocolate Temptress is a 9.1.
Grey's Anatomy doesn't count.
God damn it. Can I talk? shish. No, I'm just playing. Have you already tried it too, Rody? Do I have to hate both? Have to hate both of you guys now. Double Chocolate Temptress is at 9.1% ABV Imperial Milk Stout, brewed with a rich blend of single origin 100% cocoa chocolate and cocoa nibs. It's cacao. How do you is
cocoa?
It's C-A-C-A-O.
It's cocoa.
Sourced from Yellow Belly Chocolates, as well as lactose and vanilla, that will be packaged in 4 packs of 12-ounce bottles. What's y'all's one word review for this beer?
Chocolatey.
Oh, nice.
Delicious.
Holy crap! So that means Rody kind of likes it, and Caitlin loves it.
It's like holding dark chocolate in your mouth and letting it melt.
Ah, Rody, I am going with you. That is, woo!
Chocolatey.
Yep, that is a chocolate slap
in
the face.
You don't care
for it? No, I like it.
Oh.
I do get some hazelnut there, and I'm not a big fan of hazelnut.
I don't get hazelnut.
I do get the espresso.
I reiterate the fact, like, if you break off a piece of a Hershey's dark chocolate bar or something and just hold it in your mouth and let it melt,
sorry,
that's what it reminds me of.
There's only one candy you're allowed to break off a piece of, and it's not that one.
Yep. Kit Kat bar.
No, it's a whatchamacallit.
Break me off a piece of that fancy feast.
I was just about to ask, what was that that Andy said it was?
Fancy Chrysler car. That's so stupid.
He's an idiot.
Andy's the worst. The worst character.
Speaking of which, did y'all watch that movie with him and that kid?
Not yet. Was
Wait,
it good?
What?
Was it good?
It looks so bad.
It's a Netflix, I don't know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's a Netflix movie. And yeah, we watched the trailer together. And they're in the bedroom. It's where that him and he's...
Him and some kid are in the bedroom?
No.
No, he's dating...
Me and you watched the trailer together in the bedroom.
He's dating that black lady and his kid gets in trouble because he's a police officer.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
It's a
he's
weird
He's the stepdad
thing.
Or something yeah. to the... Yeah. Yeah, and he like is a police officer but is like a sissy.
Yeah, and then... Like the kid almost gets him shot by gang members and then
yes,
running away.
Yes.
It's weird.
That looks actually pretty good. He's, I kind of hate him in The Office, but I like him in everything else.
Like what? Name one other thing he's been in besides The Hangover. I dare you. I triple dare you.
Terrible Bosses. Boom!
What?
Terrible Boss or whatever that show is called. And The Hangover.
I said besides The Hangover.
You didn't even say that.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'll go back and listen.
You can absolutely.
Either way, Terrible Bosses.
Are you sure? Do you want to keep saying that or do you
want Horrible Bosses.
Thank you. Do you
Whatever.
Wanna,
it's do, the same word.
Do you
want to
wish
here.
That you never said that? And also, for the record, Ed Helms is not in Horrible Bosses.
Wait, what? That's not him?
That's a different white guy.
What's bad is I believe you so well that I didn't believe myself.
Him?
No.
Who is it?
It's Jason Sudeikis.
That's not the same person?
Oh, no.
Wait, no. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's Jason Bateman and Jason Sudeikis.
That's not him. Oh,
jeez,
my God.
Caitlin. That's what I said. You can't name one other movie he's in besides The Hangover. He's in Dan in Real Life.
I don't know what that is.
That's a really good movie. I'm trying to think.
He was in that movie?
Oh, I might be eating my words. I'm not probably.
I'm just saying because that was like before you got like famous-ish.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna eat my words.
Was he in Couples Retreat?
I'm looking back here as fast as no, he was not in Couples Retreat. I'm looking back. This dude hasn't been in anything worth a damn. He was.
Him and Ed Helms are the same person.
How funny is that? He was in Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian in 2009, uncredited. In 2009, that's how famous this
Who
guy
did he
is.
Even play, though?
Sort of, it does it. Uncredited means he's in it for less than a split second.
Weird.
They're like, we're not even going to credit you. He was an ARC reporter, and Evan Almighty, I have got to go back and see that clip. Holy crap.
We need to just rewatch that movie. It was pretty good.
No, it was not.
What?
There's nothing good about.
Oh my
God.
I like that guy.
This fool, Evan Almighty is not a good movie. Like, it will, as a little kid, it is because it's over the top and crazy.
Well, he's in Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I didn't really watch
not
that.
Not for
show.
Many episodes. We Are the Millers, so there you go.
There you go.
He's a star in that one. And also the new Vacation movie that I kind of liked, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He was one episode there. He was not in Dan in Real Life. I got to see who was in that.
Tag. That wasn't bad.
No, yeah, Tag. Who held Tag together? Who was the.
The guy you hate.
No, the dude from. New Girl.
Mark
guy,
Wahlberg.
That guy held it together. Mark Wahlberg's not in Tag. What are we all like?
Renner.
Jeremy Renner. Jeremy yeah, Renner. But he's barely in it because he's in the background. He's the master of Tag. The dude that I like that held it together was Jake Johnson, the dude from The New Girl. I really like him, which is weird.
With Nick?
Yeah.
Ah.
He was in Tag and Let's Be Cops and a couple other things. He's hilarious for the most part.
So to summarize, Ed Helms plays the same character in everything.
To summarize, Helms sucks.
Yeah, he hasn't been in anything except for The Hangover in The Office. So
it's something in coffee, isn't it?
How's your career going there, Ed Helms? I'm gonna start trash talking Ed Helms.
It's like Carmen and Coffee or something like that.
Comedians and Coffee?
No, that's a
Jerry Seinfeld
thing.
Yeah, why did I think he was in Dan in Real Life? He's in a weird, serious movie like Dan in Real Life that I watched, and I was like, whoa, that's Ed Helms, and it wasn't terrible. Wish I knew what it was.
Yeah, that movie was like, Steve Carell, why do you want to make me cry?
Yeah, it's like, what is Dan in Real Life the one with Dane Cook? Is that where, maybe, I don't know. Dane Cook's in a real serious movie, too, like that, and it's so weird.
Is that the one where he's in a supermarket with
Maybe.
What's her face?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dan there in it real is. Life? I don't know.
Finally. Okay, so the serious movie that he's in with forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Jeff,
Jason Segel.
Who lives at home.
Yeah, that's the serious movie that I saw with Ed Helms, and I was like, oh, hey, there he is. Serious.
Was he terrible?
So he's got all these, no, he's got all these.
It's a little dark.
Film festival stuff down here.
Mm. There's more of this Temptress here on it.
I'll do in a minute.
In the bottle, which I was drinking out of.
Let's read about Jeff who lives at home. Dispatched from his basement room on an errand for his widowed mother, Slacker Jeff, which is played by Jason Segel, might discover his destiny finally when he spends the day with his unhappily married brother as he tracks his possibly adulterous wife. That's a good movie. Susan Sarandon played their mom. Yeah. Anyways, good movie. But yeah, that's what it was. I kept getting that one and Dan in Real Life confused. But yeah, I think Dan in Real Life is Dane Cook, and that's going to make me really uncomfortable because Dane Cook. Look, there it is. Call it like I see it. There he is. Ooh. Creepy. Dane Cook. Rhodey, what does that name do to you when someone says Dane Cook?
Is this when he did the first special or afterwards when he lost his parents?
I don't know. That dude's crazy.
He lost his parents?
Yeah, like...
He's...
Like one right after the other. And then like everything went super dark and he was less funny.
Now he's married to like a 12-year-old. It's very uncomfortable. Let's see. Oh, Dane Cook.
Fuck out of here.
Dane Cook.
That's really good.
Dane Cook has a 27-year-old age gap with his wife. Dane Cook, 46, and girlfriend Kessa Taylor, 20, are serious.
Yeah. Kessa Taylor.
Hey, don't. Kelsey Taylor. It's
K-E-L-S-I.
Kelsey Taylor. All about that money.
Does Dane Cook have that kind of money?
She's only 20?
Dude, look at this. Look at this dude. Yeah,
he looks terrible.
Oh, look at this chin. Look at that sweet chin.
Look at that hair.
Love you, Dane Cook. Oh, yeah, look.
Why is there like naked photo on Facebook?
Whoa.
Also, she does not look 20.
Does he have roid face or something? What's he been doing? What's he been...
Aging?
Is that roid face?
Isn't that the guy that owns the tiger farm now?
Damn, Dane Cook.
Go back to that...
Whoa!
Ugh.
Ew, that's awful.
No, go back to the one photo. The top left. Left.
Tiger
down,
King?
Down. Yeah, that's the Tiger King guy, right?
I have no idea.
Why is there a picture of Harvey Weinstein?
Look at that gut. Yeah, get it after it.
Yeah, that's awful.
Oh, baby.
No. Anyways, no, did you watch Tiger King, Rhodey?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was a train wreck.
Did we watch the first episode?
I haven't watched any of it because people were making fun of it. And I was like, yeah, that looks so dumb. It's a meme.
It's one of those things you're like, okay, this is weird. And then it just keeps getting stranger.
Worse and worse.
And stranger. Like, it's definitely one of those things you're like, ha, this is reality TV, right? Like, someone... wrote this, and they're just like, nope, this is a crazy motherfucker.
Yikes. So, yep. But you did enjoy it. Would you recommend watching it, or would you just
give it a try.
Go on about your business.
No. Give it a shot.
I don't know if I trust that.
We were watching The Wire, and we're taking a break from that really serious cop show that you have to focus a lot on. And now we're watching Dead to Me on Netflix, which is a half-hour thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Dead to Me is pretty good.
Yeah, we just went from... I was like, oh, this is supposed to be a dramedy. And you find it's like super serious, too. I was like, good Lord. Grief. Hey, it's your husband dies, all kinds of stuff. Have you seen that?
It's not what I expected at all. I thought it was a whole like comedy kind of thing. Almost like Big Little Lies is what I was expecting.
Uh-huh.
No, not at all. It's good. But definitely not what I was expecting. The Wire is pretty good. It is very, very serious. You have to like really pay.
Yeah.
It's old, but it's good.
Yeah, because I found out that I could increase my AT&T bill by $4, and then I got HBO for free.
Oh, nice.
It's like, that's kind of worth it, I guess.
Is The Wire on HBO?
Yeah, that's how we're watching it.
I was wondering why you were throwing that in.
I just wanted people to know, go look at your AT&T bill. You might be able to increase it by $4 and get HBO Go for free. Well, I guess it's not for free, but technically. And once HBO Max comes out, which is in 7 days, everybody. Ooh, on a Wednesday? That's weird.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah, here's HBO Max. But I will be able to get Oh, no, there's another beer. You will be able to get HBO Max for free. So basically, my HBO Go will upgrade to HBO Max.
There's more Temptress over here, too.
Oh, good deal. All right, so there's all kinds of crazy news here that I don't want to read about. Florida governor. So I'm not reading about any of this stuff.
Anything that starts with Florida governor just shouldn't be.
None of it.
Read.
I was going to say, Amazon's diving deeper into video games, which is kind of cool. Whatever. EA is open sourcing in one of their games. Ooh, please make it better because we can't. What is EA? You know, screw you guys. AT&T says it's going to drop 5G Evolution because people don't like that.
Because they're burning them down?
Yeah, it's all boring. People didn't like the 5G because people think it causes coronavirus.
It does, Jason.
Yeah, I know.
Been proven.
Trying to stay away from it. Can virtual reality help you get through lockdown? No, you can. You can help yourself get through lockdown. Throwing that out there. Whoa, what do you guys think of these Facebook avatars that are everywhere?
None of them look like who they actually are. I tried to make one this weekend while I was at my parents' house, and it doesn't look like me at all. Like, there's not even options for it to really look like me. I do think it's funny, though, that everybody is posting that same one where it's like coming out of the side of the screen, waving, saying hi. It's silly.
I don't even know how you go see it real fast. I mean, it's so stupid. I was
the only way I found it was when someone posted it, it said, create your own.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was going to show you all the one that I made because I made it. I was like, I'm not sharing this with anybody. It's stupid.
Oh, yeah. I made one and didn't share it.
Yeah. No, thanks. Anyways. Yeah. So dumb, right? Yeah. Dumb. Pointless.
Yes.
Pointless. No one cares about your thing. And also, no one cares about your selfies with masks, folks. Don't care about that. Look at that. Ooh. Oh, God damn. I don't know why I was embarrassed to put the mask on, but that's what I did.
To wear a mask?
I don't want
to
do it.
I mean, I liked mine, but it has flowers all over it, so it's cute.
I've been working 37 years on this face. I want to show it off.
And also, it doesn't really work with your beard, right?
Oh, nope. Oh, no! Redskins rookie tested positive for COVID-19.
He did.
But, no, all the athletes, like that Jazz dude, he got it, and he was like, I could have just kept playing basketball. He had no symptoms. This guy, my symptoms were mild, but I self-quarantined for 2 weeks, and I followed all the guidelines. I'm good. Let's play. That's basically what it says. Oh, God. Let's go. What are we doing? That sucks. Oh, Giants pride. Yeah, sports, man. Texas governor cleared sports, but that did nothing. I'm like, did you talk to the baseball commissioner? I don't think he agrees with you. Pretty excited about
that. Is every game being played in Texas?
They're talking about Disneyland for the NBA still.
Really?
That makes sense.
They just quarantine all the NBA players in Disney?
Yeah. I don't understand. That wouldn't be that big of a problem, I guess. And there's supposedly like 4 or 5 basketball courts, and 3 of them are camera ready. Like, they just got to and go.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand what the holdup is. I don't get it. Somebody gets sick, go away. Test everybody, and that person has to go away. If LeBron gets sick and the Lakers lose, so be it. That's the way it goes. I just want to watch some damn sports. Let's go. And the baseball players, they're whining. Like, mm-hmm. We want more money for playing with the dangers of sickness. I'm like, what about the cashiers? What are they getting? Their hero pay is actually going away now.
Bitch.
They're not getting their $2 an hour raise. It just makes no sense to me. You're making millions of dollars. If you went to the hospital, they would clear a wing for you. I think you can play baseball, bro. Think you can, Joey Gallo. You're going to be okay. He's not one of the whiners, I don't think, but I don't really know.
Well, and baseball is like, they're not ever really like on top of each other.
They're
They're at the, unless they're at the base or they run into each other trying to tag
them
out.
There won't be any fans, so they can have the top 3 rows of bleachers behind the dugout.
Yeah, it's like 6 feet apart. The least contact sport, I feel like.
Yep. Which I haven't heard anything about hockey. Have you, Rhodey? Is it over?
I haven't heard anything.
It's like nuts, man. I mean, it's just nuts. There's not going to be a NCAA champion this year. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be like, when you look at the history, it's just like, not 2019, 2021. What happened to 20 here? Oh, that little guy? Don't worry about that little guy. Just blank. And it's so terrible. It's worse for, I don't know, I'm mad about it just because the Lakers are doing so well. And I don't know if they're going to beat the Clippers or not, but and the Mavericks were doing really well. just going to be fun, man. It was a fun year. It really was. It was a fun year for basketball. I'm afraid we're going to come back next year, and it's just going to be, because they're not going to come back till December, supposedly.
Right.
But I don't know. In NFL, they're acting like it's just going to take off like normal. But I'm like, Jerry Jones isn't going to have his fans. He's going to be mad. He went to the Star 2 days ago, though. Did you see that?
Yeah. He's put out a message.
He's like, let's go. Let's get this going.
Everybody get sick. Let's do this.
The sickness wouldn't kill Jerry Jones, though. He'd be like, oh, nothing kills that guy.
As the best metal band in the world said, I'm down with the sickness.
Oh, that's actually true.
Get up.
We should have started that should have been the intro the entire time. Damn, Rhodey, that's why we miss you. We need your creative content. Mm. Get up. Come on, get down with the chick news. Yeah, life without sports. This is usually what we go through in February and March. It's not supposed to be all the way to May or all the way to June. What's your take? What do you think, man? You think anything's coming back? What do you think?
Oh, I think they'll at least going to try it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens if someone gets infected and then if they do a full shutdown or not.
I mean, so you think NBA is going to come back or you think NFL's just going to go? What about college football?
That's a good question because some places have said don't come, and I think Ohio State said, yeah, y'all better be on campus if we're going to start practice.
Hell yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see.
I just don't get it. I'm like, at some point it has to go on like normal, right? I mean, it has to. Like, these dudes are missing out on bajillions of dollars. That's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure on some of these kids.
Right.
And all those kids that are missing their senior year stuff and, like, the hot... It's like, well, you're not a hot commodity anymore because you didn't play last year. Or look at all these NFL players that are getting in trouble because they're not practicing.
Right. And the women's national soccer team lost their lawsuit.
Ooh. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I'm sure they will appeal, but...
Yeah. But the NFL players, I guess the Giants cornerback that... supposedly robbed a bunch of people. Supposedly he lost poker game to everybody and then the next night robbed them all to get his money back.
But not guilty.
Yeah, just... Whew.
Not guilty plea.
There was a lot of that going on. And then an old Giants receiver that went to the Redskins supposedly pistol whipped somebody because they were sexually abusing someone.
Jesus.
So, geez. So, oh, here we go. Giants, y'all are banging on the wrong trees here.
Oh, Aldon Smith got reinstated.
Yes, he did. Got your player back.
If they play.
I know, that's what I keep saying. Like, I have no optimism. Like, everybody that wants to talk football, I'm like, that's if we play. They're like, how's Daniel Jones gonna do? I don't know, he ain't gonna play. Will he be better year two? There won't be a year two.
He'll probably be as good as Eli Manning.
Yep. It's just, man, I'm like, come on, I just want things to go back to normal. I just want it to come back to normal. I don't think it's ever going to. It's over. It's done.
No, there'll be a new normal.
Well, that's worse, though.
With everybody wearing masks and face shields.
Can't go to the bathroom.
Standing in line at Ross.
It was so funny. I really wanted to go to the bathroom at Whole Foods, and I was like, I will piss in my car before I go to the bathroom in this public bathroom.
Yep.
I was like, literally, I will pee my pants before I go.
I just waited
until
I got home today.
It's like, God, that's not the thought that I... That's not a thought process that I want in my head, but there it is.
I know, it's awful, but I was more willing... Not that I did, but I was more willing to go pee out in the bushes than I was to go pee in the Target bathroom.
So I have a question. Can you get out of public indecency if the police come up to you and you just start coughing?
Probably, yeah. Probably. Yeah,
I mean, I was walking on trails.
I actually saw the first car pulled over that I've seen. Well, I guess it's not fair when you've only left the house 3 times.
Yeah, that's
But I saw
true.
A car pulled over today. I was like, whoa.
I have not...
They're back.
I don't think I've seen anybody pull... Well, I saw a semi-truck being pulled over because the cop, like, flashed his lights at him and then got over behind me and turned on his lights and then flashed him again. And I was like, oh my God, is he pulling me over? I was not even speeding. But then the semi-truck, like, got off the exit with him. But other than that, other... than Rex, I haven't really seen anybody pulled over.
Right? Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
It's like maybe they're being nice, but
well,
nice
they're just
is
like,
over.
Is it really worth me catching coronavirus to pull them over because they're going 5 over the speed limit? tan over the speed limit?
Just wear a hazmat suit.
Suit, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, some podcast news. Apparently Joe Rogan got a huge deal with Spotify. Look at that doucher. Joe Rogan is the voice of the UFC. That's nice, dude. I almost forgot that I've been on a show twice.
You were on Joe Rogan's show?
No, those people. The style bender looks like Conor McGregor. I don't know. He's a UFC guy. He's not really a doucher. I actually like his show sometimes, but it's very, I don't know, it's very conspiracy and very liberal. The podcast is moving to Spotify. Starting September 1st, the podcast will be available on Spotify only. Ooh, yep, only Spotify. That sucks. Sell out. Yep, people are trashing him. All right, well, that's the big news of the day there, HBO Max. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff coming to that HBO thing. Seth Rogen's next movie, it's a weird one. He's a guy that works at a pickle factory in the 50s or 40s, and then he freezes and then wakes up in today's time.
Captain America?
Yes, but it's Seth Rogen.
In a pickle factory?
And he doesn't have powers.
Does he have a Green Hornet?
Nope. I don't even know what it's called, but I'm kind of an American pickle. Of course.
What does he freeze in?
Is that the part of the plot that makes you
yes
that you got to go after right now? There it is. But yeah, it's going to HBO, the thing. There's a whole bunch of stuff going to that. I'm pretty excited. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have 47 streaming services and we'll see who the best is. When The Office moves, I'll be laughing because I already bought it and I own it. I don't have to.
When's the next Marvel TV series coming out?
We don't know. Everything's...
They keep delaying it?
No, everything's on pause, man. Coronavirus, dude. Son of a bitch. They had to stop filming both of them. So I think we were talking about this on one of our episodes. We were just talking about, like, let's talk Tom Holland for a second. Mr. Spider-Man himself. He's very sought after right now. And, like, the way they block these actors' schedules off, they're like, okay, when you finish in August with Spider-Man in September, you're going to start this, and then you're going to do this in November and this in December. Well, by him not doing Spider-Man, I was wondering how the contracts work. You know, it's like, well, September now, I got to go do this because your contract didn't cover some kind of delay crap or whatever.
Right.
I don't know how all that works.
Like, but, does it all get pushed back?
Yeah. But, and then you got to play nice in the sandbox too. Like, you know, do you want to piss Marvel off or do you want to piss Sony off? Not really. So I don't know. I don't know what happens with all that.
Well, and it goes way past that too. Like all the things that were booked out, like weddings and vacations and anything like that. Do you get...
That has nothing to do with Marvel. We don't care about that.
I mean, it does though with the world. Marvel. Does it, do you Marvel get first come world. First serve? Or like you said with your hair appointment, or do you have to wait for 6 months until there was no more bookings and then we can win kind
we
of
can't
thing.
Yeah, you know, like you literally cannot call a couple and tell them sorry the coronavirus is making us move your wedding.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and that's what I'm thinking about
for right now. All of their weddings were canceled, so
that's what I'm thinking about the movie people too. I'm like, whew.
It's crazy
different. You pushed your ass out of the hole.
Like the next opening we have is years from now in November. Is that what you do?
But yeah, where I was going with that, Rhodey, is like when they're... So I know Captain America and the Winter... Not Captain America. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, they are back to shooting. No problems there. But I don't know about the other ones. Like, hey, it's time to go back to shooting. And they're like, oh, I can't. I'm doing this over... I don't know how that works. But I know the next movie is still The Eternals, and that one is complete. It's done.
Wait, I thought Black Widow.
Well, they got to release it.
Right.
It's done, technically. So two movies are in the can, but I don't know about shows. They made some stupid animated thing called The Fury Files. I haven't seen it, and you can tell they did it because they were trying to, oh, we don't got anything. We got to get something going. And I haven't even, like, I don't even know. Yeah. Disney Plus, The Fury Files. We need to try to find it, but I just don't care that much. It's a new animated show.
I thought they ditched all the animated stuff.
No, they're making the What If show that's all animated too. Be excited about that. What if Peggy Carter was Captain America? Be excited about that. It's going to be awesome. Nope. Anyways, I don't know. I can't really answer that. They haven't said any of the release dates have changed, and that puts If that's true, that puts the Vision and Scarlet Witch and the Vision in August, and then the Falcon and the Winter Soldier in like September-ish, and then the Mandalorian season two right there as well. Like, it's all three in a row. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll get three shows just bam, 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 which would be awesome. And then after that's Loki. But I know Loki and the Scarlet Witch show are on hold right now. They're not filming. So, yeah. And I don't know about the movies. I know Spider-Man was supposed to already start shooting. It's on hold. Tom Holland was already supposed to be doing it. And I know that the Doctor Strange has been pushed a little bit. And then there were talks about Guardians having to be pushed because the actors have previous engagements.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. I'm like, fuck, it's a mess. Fix it. Like, The Matrix 4 was one-third of the way done, and they put it's on hold. And I have never been so interested to see what a stupid story is going to be about more than The Matrix, dude. I've looked for leaks and everything, like, for hours. I just want to know what the F that is going to be about.
Right.
I don't even care about seeing it that much. I need to know what is happening with this.
Right. How are you continuing the story?
Why does it exist? You want to tell us about this last beer?
This is Hazel's Nuts.
Looks like a bearded lady on it.
It is. Hence the name. From Oddside Brewing. It's a barrel-aged beer with a hazelnut and coffee.
It is phenomenal. I'm not going to lie. This is really good. Do you like it?
It's not bad. It's really sweet.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. I'll drink this any day. Well, not really, because I'm sure it's 47% alcohol.
Right.
12.1.
That's not that bad.
Gotta go to the hospital. This is really good. So, it's Hazel's Nuts. It's a bearded lady. Oddside? Where are they at?
Michigan, I believe.
Michigan. How did you get this?
They're distributing to Texas now.
Really? And they distributed this beer. Real stout agent. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. I like it. That between that and the Temptress were my favorite of the night.
Yeah. Brought to you by Brew City.
Is it bad that Stone... Oh, you went to Brew City again?
Mm-hmm.
Is it bad that Stone Cold was my least favorite beer tonight?
No, it was a month old.
Oh, take that Texas Rattlesnake.
That's made in California.
Oh, yep. So, anyways... That game that I keep promising you, we're going to play it next week. Yeah. I got to do some work. Big things are coming. Me and Rhodey and Caleb, we're going to team up and try to get Chris back in there. I don't think it's going to happen. He's a germaphobe.
We'll just put him in the closet.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I mean, just disinfect the closet.
I mean, if he wears a mask and gloves, he's fine.
What about a hazmat suit?
That too.
You
whatever.
Think Chris would wear a hazmat suit?
We can send John Travolta in after him.
I'm not sure. Who was in the movie Outbreak? Dustin Hoffman. That guy's like super famous for four movies. And one of them's Meet the Fockers. What is that like?
Rain Man?
Rain Man. That's number two. What's another Dustin Hoffman? Like, not Twins. He's a weird dude. Like, everybody always loved him. And I'm like, I don't really love that guy. It's funny, though. Meet the Fockers. let's make a movie, a sequel to Meet the Parents called Meet the Fockers. That's a real thing. There's a trilogy out of Meet the Fockers when you think about it, or Meet the Parents made a trilogy. Rhodey, I just want you to think about that.
It's true.
Ben Stiller meeting his wife's parents made a trilogy of movies.
It's terrible.
Well, didn't Grown-Ups make a trilogy?
Well, that makes a little more sense. But I mean, you're talking about Ben Stiller meeting. Terry Hatcher's parents, Robert De Niro, and who's the wife? God dang it. Why is that not
Goldie Hawn?
Is it? No, 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 no. It's not. Dang it. And a cat, Jinxie Cat. Oh, man. Oh, my God. That made a trilogy. What's the last one called? It's Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, and what was that last one called? I still can't. Dang, look, she got pushed in the back, dude. Look
Wife
at the...
Wife Danner is the
she,
mom.
Look at her, she got pushed. Who? Who's
oh,
the
no,
mom?
Oh, no, it's Barbara. Barbara Streisand.
Was it?
Rosalind Falker is That's, Barbara Streisand. Deanne Barnes
yeah, we're,
is Blythe Danner.
Blythe is the one we're talking about. So, Meet the Parents, yeah. That's nuts! Somebody wrote a script. Hey, I got this.
Little Falkers.
Little Falkers. There you go, thank you. Ugh. Wonder when's the reboot or the fourth one of those coming? Bring it, hoes. What is it going to be called? Grandpa Fokker?
Fokker-in-laws.
Ooh, yeah, there we go. Look, I got nipples. Can you milk me, Greg? Ooh, I wonder if this... Nah, 2011. When was that? That was movie was not 2011, was it? No way. I will freak out if that movie's 2011. I'm going to freak out. Meet the 2000. Oh, that movie's 20 years old.
I was 10.
Oh, my God.
Which they probably can't make anymore.
October 6th, 2000. Yeah, you couldn't talk about milking a cat.
Look at Owen Wilson being the ex-boyfriend. The perfect ex-boyfriend.
Hanging out. Oh, so weird. So weird. Oh, directed by Jay Roach. Makes sense now. That dude did a whole lot of crazy stuff. The Campaign. All right, well, Rhodey, thank you for joining us. Welcome back.
Woo!
Welcome back. But you don't like my celebratory welcome back voice?
It was more the little dance you did.
I didn't do a dance. Oh, okay. Well, then you sign us off, Kaylin.
Thanks for listening.
Perfect.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.